taking a leap of faith. That means different things to different people. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Lisa Harper talks about her leap of faith.
To me, one of the most beautiful charges in the New Testament is at the end of the book of Hebrews, where it talks about the fact that Jesus left the comfort of the walled city of Jerusalem. He went outside the city gate and he hiked up Golgotha to the cross. If you understand what Jesus did when he took our shame and our hopelessness and our depravity outside the city and nailed it to a tree, then you will be willing to leave your comfort zone too. You'll be willing to trust God enough to take a leap of faith.
For Lisa, a personal example would be,
for me, that means, you know, I'm adopting a little girl from Haiti. That's my leap of faith. I believe God has called me to that. I'm scared. She has HIV. I know that it's going to turn life upside down for both of us. But God has called me to that. I believe with every fiber in my being that that's the next chapter of both of our stories.
Lisa knows that God challenges us in many different ways.
For somebody else, leaving their comfort zone might mean that they just walk across the street and they engage a lonely neighbor in conversation, or it might mean that they begin to intentionally move toward forgiving their mother-in-law. All of us know the places where we've been stuck, and the Holy Spirit, if we lean into God and ask, will prompt us in the places that we need to step out and take a leap of faith and leave our comfort zones.
So, what about you? How is God challenging you to leave your comfort zone? Why don't you trust Him and step out today?